Hi, everyone. On this Saturday, we're one day away from the preseason beginning. It's Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity, Dave Spadaro, Bo Wolf, and we've got a wonderful show for you. We're going to meet one of the great Eagles fans of all time, Jim Kramer,
absolutely.
Famous guy.
This is a training camp staple, one of your favorite moments of the year.
Yes, he comes by every year, and he always enjoys training camp. Bo and I are going to share our thoughts on the players we're watching in tomorrow's preseason game, the opener, and it's not Sam Bradford.
And it's not Sam Bradford, and it's not Trent Cole or Todd Herrmann's either. We're sticking with the Eagles.
No, we're sticking, and Cole Anderson out of the picture.
Completely. Frank Gore as well.
And then we're going to go into a little bit deeper into the football 101 part of things here and get you educated on the world of the NFL. But first things first, let's go out to the practice field. Alex Smith, a little Eagles 360 update, your news of the day.
Hi, everyone. Alex Smith here with your 360 update presented by Sports Authority. The Eagles are just one day away from their preseason opener against the Indianapolis Colts. Today at the NovaCare Complex, they had a lighter walkthrough practice, but afterwards, the assistant coaches met with the media. Let's kick things off with Pat Shermer speaking about this quarterback-friendly Eagles offense.
In terms of the schematics of it, we're trying to do this, but this is what's presented on the outside. And so we try to not be behind on a call. Sometimes if you're just calling plays and they're structured for one deal, then all of a sudden you get something different. I think by the different look or somebody pressures you in a way you're not expecting, then sometimes there's not great answers. I think some of what we do really, really helps the quarterback be right.
It's already been announced that Sam Bradford will not play in tomorrow afternoon's game, but according to quarterbacks coach Ryan Day, the other quarterbacks on the roster still have a lot to prove in tomorrow's affair.
Here's the deal. We first off, we talk about taking care of the ball and keeping the team on schedule. And that's really important in this offense is keeping the team on pace. When you turn the ball over, you put the whole team at risk. And so that's the first thing. Take care of the ball, make good decisions, get the ball out on time. And then once we get rolling into our first down, really push the pedal to the metal and go score as many points as you can.
Sticking on the offensive side of the ball, offensive line coach Jeff Statlin spoke today about the offensive line in general and specifically what he's seen out of young right tackle Lane Johnson.
When we drafted Lane in our first year, we knew there was a high ceiling. We knew that he was, and that was really the important thing for us, is we knew that this player had, he had played other multiple positions, defense, quarterback. I mean, he played defensive end, tight end. And so we just knew that as an offensive lineman, he had a lot to learn and a lot to do to develop. And he's still in that phase, believe it or not, even in his third year. But it's unbelievable how you could see with his hands and the way he's using his hands from the development he had in the offseason. He puts a lot of time. When he leaves here, he's working. You can guarantee he's working. He's a very serious about his career guy.
Switching sides, defensive coordinator Bill Davis spoke today about the veteran leadership inside the Eagles locker room and what that means for his system entering year three.
So Malcolm is definitely out front with help teaching. Now Nolan Carroll's in year two. So Nolan and Malcolm and those guys are really, even the young guys like a Jalen Watkins, who, has been in the system, can communicate the system. And then Connor Barwin and BG both have been in it, so they're doing a lot of help. And the whole D-line, Fletcher, Benny said, those guys are all – Vinny, they're helping out the young guys. So we've got a lot of veterans in place that are helping teach the intricacies of the defense.
Meanwhile, in the Eagles secondary, there have been a lot of new faces coming in, and one of those is defensive backs coach Corey Unland, but he's seen a lot that's impressed him early on with this group.
But I'm fortunate. I got a great group of guys. Maxwell, Malcolm, Nolan, the young guys that we've brought in, they're professional kids. They get it. So I'm blessed that way. It makes it a lot easier when you got guys that want to come in every day, find a way to get better, and buy into this entire culture in this building.
You can hear from all of the Eagles assistant coaches online right now. And don't forget that tomorrow our coverage will begin at 12:30 with the kickoff show right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Well, thank you very much, Alex. And Bo, we are now all sights set on tomorrow. Eagles and the Colts, 1 o'clock kickoff. Do not forget, 1 o'clock kickoff. We're live on PhiladelphiaEagles.com at 12:30. The game on NBC10, the postgame show on PhiladelphiaEagles.com presented by Rico. It's almost game time.
It is almost game time. And, of course, as you said earlier, we know there will be no Sam Bradford in this game. But Chip Kelly saying the starter is expected to play about 8 to 10 snaps. We will see how that turns out. But on the other side, Dave and I tell you who the most important players will be from our vantage point on Sunday against the Colts.
Carbs to compete. Electrolytes to replenish. Everything you need to keep sweating.
At Lincoln Financial, we believe you're the boss of your life, the chief life officer, in charge of providing for loved ones, growing your nest egg, and protecting what matters most. Ask your financial advisor how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future. Life, income, retirement, group benefits, and advice. Lincoln Financial, you're in charge.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
To get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place a fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
Comcast SportsNet is giving away a pair of Eagles season tickets. Enter to win at PhiladelphiaEagles.com/CSNPhilly. We welcome you back to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. Dave Spadaro, Bo Wolf, game time tomorrow, 1 o'clock. Who to watch? Well, let's talk about it. We've got three players each, and I will begin the festivities with a rookie, a second-round draft pick, a new technique here. The cornerbacks are going to be fun to watch this year, and my first player to watch is going to be Eric Rowe. Eric Rowe, a second-round draft pick from Utah, safety there, cornerback at times. He's playing cornerback here. He's made really good strides. He's going to play in the nickel position, probably behind Jalen Watkins. Eagles really high on him. I want to see this kid grow in a game situation, much different than the training sessions out at NovaCare. Eagles think this kid could be a big-time player. It starts Sunday.
Well, I will see your second-round pick and raise you a first-round pick, wide receiver Nelson Aguilar. Last year in the preseason, we saw Jordan Matthews be so impressive, and that was sort of a predictor for the success that he would have during his rookie season. I think we want to see the same from Nelson Aguilar starting on Sunday against the Colts. He's probably going to be working mostly with Matt Barkley, maybe a little bit with Tim Tebow, but I want to see the explosiveness in the open field, see if he can make contested catches. He's the guy to watch at receiver.
All right, I'll take your first-round pick from this year, and I'll double down and talk about the first-round pick from 2014, Marcus Smith. A disappointing rookie year for the linebacker, but he's got so much more confidence now, so much more swagger. Talk to him after practice on Friday, and if the Eagles call on him to play every snap, he will gladly do it. He wants to show the coaches that he is ready for primetime action. So Marcus Smith, certainly in the Spadaro spotlight in this game against the Colts.
Spadaro spotlight, yeah. Nice. The Wolf spotlight, I couldn't think of something alliterative that quickly, but your last year's first-round pick, I'll raise you last year's fifth-round pick, Taylor Hart, the defensive lineman from Oregon, was on the roster the entire season last year, but inactive for all 16 games. That's a feely, yeah, if you read the Wolf's Den. And Taylor Hart has remade his body, put on 20 pounds of muscle since last preseason to this preseason. I want to see him emerge. He's trying to take that spot, really, from Brandon Bear as the guy who actually plays in that defensive line rotation. I think he's got a good chance.
Yeah, and the coaches really like Taylor Hart a lot, so we'll see if he is ready for game action and part of the really deep, young, talented defensive line rotation. Now, let's talk about the offensive line. Right guard position. It is a wide-open job. We expect Andrew Gardner to start. At some point, John Moffitt will be on the field, and he's my third player to watch in this game. A great story. He's been sober for 16 months, left the game, a former third-round draft pick, and was making a lot of money, $1 million a year, walked away from it. Walked away from it. Didn't love the game. Got himself cleaned up. Eagles giving him a shot here. He's played up and down. He hasn't been in the game in almost 3 years. So I'm going to go with John Moffitt as my third player to watch. And the right guard position, obviously, is very, very clear, very, very important for this team.
All right, well, my last player to watch is a bit of a no-name guy signed in the offseason. got a chance to fight for a roster spot.
Who could that be?
That would be Tim Tebow, Dave. And Tim Tebow, of course, will be playing a lot on Sunday. Chip Kelly saying that we will see a lot of Matt Barkley and a lot of Tim Tebow. We have seen what Matt Barkley can do a little bit, though I do expect him to be improved. But Tebow, we have not seen run this Eagles offense in a game situation. And obviously, when you think of Tebow as a player, Dave, you think of him as a gamer, a guy who can sort of break tackles and really show what he can do best in live situations. I want to see if he can do that on Sunday. And certainly, I think that's what the fans at Lincoln Financial Field will be looking for, and especially in the second half of that game. Got a chance to really rile the crowd up.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I'm not overlooking Matt Barkley because I think he's improved greatly, certainly since his rookie season. The shoulder is strong. He's got more zip on his passes, and it's a wide-open competition for the third quarterback job.
That's true, and I think that with Tebow, we have seen a little bit of a progression from the spring to now. Want to see if that holds up on the field as well.
Yep. So those are our players to watch. There's obviously many, many more to watch in this game as the Eagles open their preseason against the Colts. When we return to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity, it's time for our Gatorade one-on-one. Jim Cramer, well, we all know him in the media. Did you know he's an obsessed Eagles fan just like you?
I sup to Philly.
I sup to Philly.
The bus.
The trolley.
Regional rail.
I sup to Philly. The 17 to training.
Broad Street line.
To my parkway.
Market Frankford line.
All night.
What makes a temple owl? Meet Stella. She's wise, fierce, and she's not alone. Temple University, where owls call home. We are the cherry and white. The city is our classroom. And we lead the rush hour, making our mark on every field around the world. A world without Temple, well, that's like the sky without the North Star. Temple, never stopping.
Experience the power of physical therapy at NovaCare Rehabilitation. We know the importance of an active lifestyle. If you're currently injured, let us bring that active lifestyle back to you. NovaCare is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. And with more than 100 convenient locations throughout Philadelphia and South Jersey, go to NovaCare.com today and request an appointment online or call 800-770-6682. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.
With extra 20 checking from Santander, you can get paid $20 a month. Just direct deposit $1,500 or more and pay two bills a month with the online bill pay feature. Then you can get paid $20 a month. That's just the way it works. So what are you waiting for?
Well, for one day every summer, the stock market stops. The talk on the streets is silenced. It's all about the Philadelphia Eagles. For the guest here on the right, it's the Gatorade one-on-one in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, joined by CNBC's Mad Money's Jim Cramer. But really, beyond all that, he's an Eagles fan. Tried and true, bleeds it just like you, just like me, just like all of us. It's Eagles season, baby.
I bleed it like you do. Every year I look forward to seeing you, to coming down, to talking with you from the old days in Lehigh. I love to follow you on Twitter. I always felt, I said, you know what, he tells it like it is. And I know that when you're sensing things and you're seeing someone good in camp, I'm feeling great.
Well, thanks, Jim. But it's not about me. It's about you as an Eagles fan speaking your mind, telling us how you feel about all these changes. First of all, let's go back to December.
Sure.
Did you see it coming? Did you see a blow-up of this roster?
No, I didn't. Candidly, the moves here are breathtaking. Now, I don't mind that because I'm in a breathtaking business.
Right.
But there are players who obviously get used to, and then they go. But if a team, as configured, cannot necessarily get you all the way, if it's only going to be a 10-win season, and you think it's going to be 10 wins again, I don't expect that. I think the Eagles always try to win.
You're out there watching practice. Hard for you to wrap your mind around number 29 is our running back,
and number 7
is our quarterback. And
I had to go look at the playbook. Yeah. I couldn't believe it. You know, I said, oh, my God, who is that guy? Who is that guy? Now, look, I mean, quickly you see 17, you know. I mean, you get that. And Bradford, I'm not used to seeing certain guys with certain numbers. It's like, holy cow, I knew that number. It's like, no, wait a second. But I see arm strength on Bradford, and I didn't see the last guy who had that number have that arm strength.
Yeah, you're right. You didn't. You are a numbers guy, aren't you? Brent Celek's your guy?
I know number that. 87. I got a bunch of signed Brents. I was proud to have his parents in my box one year for a game.
Do you identify with these young players now, Jim? Does it take time for an Eagles fan to become invested in Nelson Agholor and DeMarco Murray and Ryan Matthews.
No,
and
you know why? Because
Tim Tebow's here.
I know, because this organization is so great. I said on air on Mad Money, I said, I cannot wait to go wear a Maxwell jersey, and I can't wait to get a DeMarco jersey. Do you know they had them to me? They handmade them and had them to me in 48 hours. This organization,
beautiful.
I want to say something else about this organization, too. I don't want to get choked up, but this, my father and I went to games for, you know, decades. And my father passed away right before the Titan game. And Mr. Lurie allowed me to go on the sideline. And they sent me my dad's chair.
Oh,
they sent it to me.
It's beautiful.
On the set. Yeah. If you look to my right, you'll see it. And the number 10, by the way, is the 10th anniversary of Mad Money. It's not the guy who wears number 11 right now for another team.
Is the stock for the Philadelphia Eagles 2015?
Well, I'm a buyer. I look at the sked and I see what I think are W's and I think are going to be, you know, conceivable L's. And everyone is, you want to always think you're going to run the table like the Dolphins. But I see a lot that I really like, because I like the running back set that makes it so Sproles can line up in the slot. Okay,
right.
Because last year it always drove me crazy. Sproles would be in, even in that just, you know, a walkover game like the Panther game. Sproles would get in, they could shut down Sproles. And I love Sproles. He was on my fantasy team last year. And plus, he's just, you know, he's all heart. But when he would come in, you knew they'd key on him. And they put two guys on him. Now these packages that you could line up, holy cow.
But listen, Jim, I know you're an Eagles fan, and I know there's angst, and there's worries, and there's wonders. And so what are you concerned with? What do you want this team to really show you between now and September 14th?
Okay, I'd love to see some total buy-in on the D, okay? I felt that last year, not to slander, but there were guys who I felt were it seemed like they're upset with the team.
Okay.
And exactly. And I have the coach's level of tolerance toward that. I'm a team guy. There is no I in team. I believe in all those things. I mean, like, you know, this year's been a tough year for the Phillies, right? So everybody says, Kramer, take a shot at him. Why are we going to take a shot at him? I'm a fan of the Phillies. I'm from Philadelphia. I don't take shots. And I want everybody to buy in. This year, it seems like the defense really bought in. And when you've got guys who aren't saying, well, hold on, I'm not sure about that configuration, what that says to me is I don't like that configuration. That even though they were good guys and we all loved them, we had their jerseys, I like the fact that people like playing for this team.
How would you compare Chip Kelly and his mindset to the leader, the CEO of a corporation, and just the decisiveness, the direction that he takes things in, and the unconventional way he thinks?
I think that the CEOs of the world that I like are guys who can pivot. They're guys who don't say, you know what, I've been sticking with the tried and true. I run a cereal company, and we don't care about natural organic. We're going to stick with artificial flavors. They're finished, okay? The CEOs who adjust to the modern, adjust to the times, they recognize that the way you reach people's different, that's Chip. And I think that Chip, and maybe it's because my daughter lives in Oregon, okay? I see some of that. I see some of the open-mindedness of new ways of looking at things, where it's like things are not traditional in that Oregon culture. I see it when I go out to see my daughter. I'm like kind of like, you know, she's, Dad, you're stuck in your ways. And she never said that to me when she lived in Jersey. So I see what I see is a revolutionary-like thinking. I see a guy who is nonstop, about to win. I see a guy with passion. And I was proudly, you know, I've only spoken a couple times to him. I got to speak to him at training camp. And all I did was thank him. I said, thank him for the passion. Thank you for making it so that every Sunday is going to be different. It's been like that every week. And I just can't wait. In the flyovers, I got married this year. I made the mistake of saying that the greatest day of the year is the flyover. And because my wife had this, it was the second greatest day because she got married.
Right.
And but then I got the day I'm in training camp. I got the flyover. And then hopefully playoffs.
From the mouth of I hate the term diehard Eagles fan, a never-die Eagles fan. Jim Kramer, thanks
Dave,
so much
thank
for stopping
you for everything
by.
You do. Thank you
Love
for making
you.
It interesting all year round.
I do
round.
The best I can. Thank you,
thank
too.
You.
Jim Kramer in studio here. Our Gatorade one-on-one on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Just arrived in Atlanta, and I can't wait to start telling people how switching to GEICO could save them hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
But first, my luggage. Ah, there it is. Excuse me, sir. I think you've got the wrong bag.
Sorry, they all look alike, you know.
No worries. Well, car's here. I can't save people money chatting at the baggage claim all day.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
To get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm. Gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place a fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
Stop by your McDonald's for the summer break menu. Choose from a delicious double cheeseburger, Filet-O-Fish, six-piece chicken McNuggets, or a snack wrap, plus a small fry for just $2.50. And bring brighter days to your summer. Only at McDonald's for a limited time. I'm loving it. We welcome you back to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. Dave Spadaro, Bo Wolf, time for a little football 101.
Well, Dave, tomorrow will be our first chance to watch live football action with this Eagles team of 2015. Want to make sure that you guys know what you're watching when it's game time. And so it is football 101 with former NFL offensive lineman Ross Tucker explaining eligible receivers.
Welcome inside another edition of Football 101, once again here at PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Ross Tucker, former NFL journeyman offensive lineman. Now I do a bunch of gigs in the media, including hosting the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. And today we're talking about eligible receivers. What is or is not an eligible receiver? You hear that phrase thrown out all the time. Here's what you need to know. There can only ever be five eligible receivers on any given play. There's got to be five people that are ineligible, and there's got to be a quarterback, typically, obviously, throwing them the football. So the best game to illustrate this is really that Patriots game against the Baltimore Ravens in the AFC divisional round. So let's take a look, and the first thing you're going to look at, this is just your standard 3-by-1 formation. What does 3-by-1 mean? It means that you've got three receivers to the left side, one receiver to the top of the formation. The fifth eligible receiver is going to be Shane Vereen in the backfield there. And the key point here is that neither tackle is eligible on either side because they are covered up by the outside receiver. Now, I want to make sure I make that point. Neither tackle is eligible because they're covered up by the outside receiver on either side. Now, we'll watch the play fall out, but these are the type of formations you see all the time. Rob Gronkowski comes on a little deep dig route, makes one guy miss, breaks a tackle, and just generally does what Rob Gronkowski does. Now let's look at that drive when the Patriots really started to get funky with some of the things they did. When you look at it initially here, you think it's just a no-back set and that there's three receivers to the right and two receivers to the left. However, when you take a closer look, there's two important things to look at. Number one, Shane Vereen is up on the line of scrimmage. And even though he has an eligible number, he reported as an ineligible player on this play. Then the guy that looks like he's the left tackle at the top of the screen on the offensive line, Michael Ho'omanuanui, number 47, for the New England Patriots. It looks like he's a left tackle, right? Well, look again. A, he's an eligible number, and B, both the receivers to that side are back off the ball. That allows Ho'omanuanui to be eligible. The Baltimore Ravens obviously had no idea what was going on. I still don't know why they didn't call a timeout at that point, but it really cost them on this drive and ultimately cost them the game, because they did not do a great job of identifying who was and who was not eligible. But now that we went through it, and you know the rules, you know about 5 and 5, you know about being covered up, not being covered up, the only other thing you have to do is listen to the officials when they say an eligible number is ineligible and vice versa, because that will give you the final clue that you need. Speaking of final clues, if you like this segment, if you want to learn more about football, if you want to be the smartest guy in the room, make sure you're checking out the other Football 101 segments at PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Thanks very much for that, Ross. Reminder, tomorrow we've got you live from Lincoln Financial Field and the NovaCare Complex. It's our kickoff show. That begins at 12:30. The game at 1 o'clock from Lincoln Financial Field on NBC 10, Eagles and the Colts. And then we're live immediately after the final whistle, Chip Kelly's press conference, reaction from the locker room, and instant analysis. It's our postgame show presented by Rico. For Bo Wolf, I'm Dave Spadaro. We thank you for joining us today. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day.